This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a small business owner in southern Wisconsin.
Adrian Molitor knows a thing or two about hardwood floors. With his Madison-based business, Molitor Traditional Flooring, he's restored historic floors in some of southern Wisconsin's most iconic homes and businesses. Jess Miller caught up with Molitor to talk with him about why the old, weathered wood speaks to him.
The Molitor Traditional Flooring crew is hard at work in Madison's LaFlorian Co-op, a massive yellow castle on Lake Mendota, scraping old finish off the living room's red oak floor. The floors that business owner Adrian Molitor works on are special. Most of them are more than a century old. Preserving history, he says, is a point of pride.
I don't care about new construction. I actually despise the look of it. You know what I mean? I love all things old. Patina is like who I am, you know, as a person.
Today, business is steady. New clients come almost exclusively from referrals. But unlike one of his handmade parquet designs, Molitor's path here was anything but clear-cut. As a teenager in Madison, Molitor dropped out of high school, bought a Ford Econoline van, and headed west in search of the American dream.
You know, it was kind of like that lifestyle. I was influenced by the music of the Grateful Dead. You know, that was like my whole thing at that point in my life. And still really now today, my life is very much influenced by kind of the folklore and mystery of Americana.
He cut his teeth doing grunt work at a hardwood flooring business in Tucson. It wasn't glamorous.
But I knew that I really enjoyed being tired at the end of the day, you know.
He came back to Madison, found work as a tattoo artist, and discovered a love for traditional American designs.
Which is almost like when I think about the type of wood working that I'm doing now, I almost feel like it's in some way related to traditional Americana art. It's like these are the images. You don't have to change them too much. You have to stay true to some sort of form or tradition, but from there's a little bit of room, you know.
More than a decade ago, Molitor was struggling with alcohol, mental health problems, and substance abuse.
I guess in 2012, I had, you know, racked up a fourth OWI and then also a drug charge. And so I was a felon, and I reached that moment. You know, I kind of had that moment in my life where lightning struck inside of me, you know, where I was like, wow, you know, some people around me really, you know, saved my life. I had to be cut completely down to nothing and start my life entirely over. I didn't drive a car for 5 or 6 years in my recovery in the beginning, and rode my bike around Madison, washed dishes, paid off my debts, did everything I could, and just continued to stay sober.
Molitor eventually made it to college. Inspired by the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, and beat poets, he studied poetry and English literature.
And I stuck with it, and I got into the University of Wisconsin in the arts at 40. Which, you know, was a big ego boost, right? I was really proud of myself. I worked really hard, but I hated it. You know, I didn't have any peers there that I could relate to. You know, I was this guy with my story, and I just felt really disconnected.
So he turned to what he knew, woodworking.
I started my company out of a Hyundai Sonata with rental equipment and about 15 years experience, and I made sure everything was perfect.
Molitor's first clients were folks who knew him as a hardworking community member. They didn't care about his background or his dozens of tattoos, a physical patina he accumulated over the years. The work itself was its own reward.
Knowing that with the sweat of your brow, you're pounding in a hardwood floor that will outlive the person that's paying you to install that hardwood floor, oh, and that's incredible.
Looking back on his long, strange trip, Molitor says he wouldn't change a thing. He contributes to his community. He supports a growing family. Last year, he welcomed a third son, August. And for all the floors he's restored already, there are as many more, waiting for their chance at a new life. Whatever they say,
keep going. That story on Adrian Molitor was produced by Jess Miller, a Wisconsin Life production assistant. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.